Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for those of you that are a little overwhelmed by the news and politics, please, for the love of God, keep an eye on what your state legislature is screwing around with. Apparently, I live in Nevada, and I wouldn't be surprised if this is happening in other states as well. State legislatures are deciding to rethink how they want to fry doctors. And in Nevada, we worked really, really hard to preserve whatever doctors we had in the early 2000s when a major malpractice company, St. Paul, decided to leave. Lawsuits that were frivolous and some have merit. Trust me. Somebody cuts off the wrong leg, I get it. But frivolous lawsuits, come on. And we had lost major malpractice carriers, including St. Paul, because they were like, we can't keep, you know, fishing out money and doling out money for these frivolous lawsuits and settlements. Doctors scrambled. Current malpractice companies in the early 2000s said, look, if you have a lawsuit, we're not going to cover you. If you're clear and a virgin, we'll take you. So I was still a virgin, so I was able to, probably literally as well, so I was able to get a new plan, but other doctors had to leave. And we had a real dearth of physicians in one of the fastest growing cities in the world. So eventually we were able to pass malpractice limits, no more than $350,000. Based on an injury that could have spawned from negligence or malpractice. Some people thought that was low, but that, in addition to lawyer fees and other sorts of opportunities to sue, it was at least a relief, and it kept doctors from leaving, saying at least there's a limit. Well, now, in our neck of the woods, they want to raise that limit 7 times, to $2.5 million. They also conveniently want to raise the amount of money lawyers could get. Right? Glad we're making sure that we're protecting the lawyers and making sure lawyers make more money. They're also changing the statutes of limitations. Now, mind you, if a medical provider screws up, malpractice is a means for a patient to go to collect a reward for that mistake. And we as physicians understand and appreciate that system, because no doctor should mess up like cutting off the wrong leg or denying you a mammogram if you're asking for one and you have a breast lump. But some of these other cases of, you know, well, I had a hysterectomy, and my husband is 8 inches, and now I can only, you know, I'm only large enough for a 6-inch. I'm going to sue the doctor. These are things that are, you know, being entertained in the courts. Remember I told you there was someone who cheated on his wife? This wasn't in Nevada, but he cheats on his wife in a menage a trois and dies of a heart attack. The family sued the cardiologist, who actually had set up heart tests for him to have. They sued the cardiologist and won $1 million because the husband cheated on the wife and died while cheating. These are the lawsuits that get entertained and then get awarded. And so if Nevada is going to now change the limit from $350,000 to $2.5 million, insurers are going to say, to hell with this. And if a physician can't, or a practitioner cannot get malpractice insurance, they can't practice in Nevada. You're not really allowed to be bare. If you are, you could lose everything. It's not advised. So not only will insurers say, to hell with this, we're out, but new doctors that we are trying to attract into our neck of the woods will say, wait a second. Okay, there's at least protections for providers in these other states, but if there's no protection for Nevada, $2.5 million settlements, No, I'm out. And so that's a problem. All right, we have a doctor shortage, and I get it. We have to have a way for patients to be able to air grievances and receive compensation if something was grossly negligent. I get that. I understand that there's been some medical providers that have really, really screwed up. But when you do something like this, and the way, unfortunately, this goes is some people will say, oh, you left a scar. The provider will say, you signed informed consent. These procedures are not, obviously, if we're going to do an incision, there'll be a scar. The patient will say, well, I want at least $1 million. And so the insurance company says, well, why don't we settle on 50 grand? Doctor's like, you know what? Fine. If you're paying it, fine, whatever. I need to move on with my life. Well, these things are, and it's a game. Some people will use it as a game to try to just collect settlements because they know medical providers are too exhausted and too overwhelmed and too busy to sit in court. All right, there has to be limits and there has to be actual validation of these cases and if they are worth and appropriate to prosecute. And you have a $2.5 million limit, it's going to be a free-for-all. And mind you, I have attorney friends. I like a lot of attorneys. I think some of these attorneys are fantastic individuals and they really help their clients. But when the bill not only extended the damages to $2.5 million, plus, on top of that, just in case the lawyer's going to make enough money with that one, let's also make sure there's more for their lawyer fees. Come on. Who wrote the bill? And people are saying, well, where are the doctors? Why aren't the doctors fighting this? We are overwhelmed. We are seeing patient after patient. We don't have time to try to read a poorly written bill and go up to the state legislator and fight it. We have to work and see lawyers at the time. So AB 404, I believe it is a BS bill. Don't let it go through. And double check what's going on in your neck of the woods to make sure they're not screwing you over. 1-877, Dr. Sally, don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I told you, as things are getting more expensive and as we're going deeper into a recession, please do not fall for fake food. And every time I go grocery shopping, I see how inundated we are with fake food. I call fake food when it's overly processed and has tons of additives and preservatives and isn't the natural, raw fruits and vegetables or fish or chicken or meat. It's the stuff we buy in boxes and the frozen food section. And sadly, we make that most of our diet. In fact, one report said some of these foods that we're eating have up to 120 ingredients. Daily Mail looked at chip, snack mixes, frozen pizza, microwave meals, and found them to be the worst offenders. Even salad kits, when you buy a salad kit, right? To make yourself a salad, going, okay, well, this should be good. They had up to 50 additives, including preservatives and added flavors. Now, you're buying a salad. You're buying lettuce. That shouldn't be messed up, but they are. So these ultra-processed food, which I call fake food, dramatically raises risk of death, dementia, heart disease. And so when people ask, well, everything has ingredients, what level is okay? Well, experts are saying to try to aim for less than 5 ingredients. And that's a nice rule of thumb. I mean, of course, you want to make sure the ingredients aren't benzene or the ingredient is alcohol. But Daily Mail analyzed items. They said Munchies Flamin' Hot Flavored Snack Mix came out the worst. If you look at an 8-ounce bag of Doritos, Cheetos, Sun Chips, pretzels, they found about 120 ingredients, including dyes like red 40, yellow 5, yellow 6, blue 1. And if you remember, some of these dyes want to be outlawed or filtered out of foods because of their potential for being a carcinogen. Now, red 40 and the two yellows, yellow 5 and 6, have been banned from food products in the UK because they have benzidine. Now, this is a human and animal carcinogen that I think our FDA has put a limit on, a parts per billion. But the FDA, according to the FDA, ingestion of free benzidine raises the cancer risk to just under the concern threshold of one cancer in 1 million people. So states like California have pushed to just ban the additives. But most of the U.S. still has it. Now, there's also maltodextrin, ammonium bicarbonate, disodium guanylate. These are other things that are included in foods. 2022 study published in the Journal of Neurology found that a 10% increase in ultra-processed food consumption could raise the risk of dementia. I'm surprised that much. I would think any of these foods can mess with our brains. A large study in France said the same increase in ultra-processed foods led to an increase in breast cancer. A study published in Obesity Reviews showed that an increase in sales per capita of ultra-processed food and drink was associated with a higher body mass index. And then studies in Spain and France found an association between ultra-processed foods and increased risk of early death. So, here's the thing, right? I used to, when Lean Cuisine came out, said, well, this is great. Lean Cuisine. It's lean, meaning I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to have a meal. That also had tons of ingredients. The Frozen Chicken Club Panini. Ooh, that actually sounds delicious. I love paninis. That had 85 ingredients, including forms of nitrates. Nitrates can be linked to colon cancer. So what do? The problem we have is our food, even if we don't realize it, is processed. Now, I don't know if you ever watch Hell's Kitchen or MasterChef, but Chef Ramsay would yell if people would use a canned tomato or tomato paste or use pasta that was in a package. He said, make your own. When you make your own and you make it fresh, there's less ingredients, less preservatives. The reason why we have preservatives in food is back in the 1800s during the Industrial Revolution, we found that it was really, really hard to feed people fresh farm food when they worked in the city. And we had to figure out ways to keep food fresher longer and have it still look good so people would buy it when they're on their way to work and coming home from work. So we had to start having grocery stores. We had to bring farms to people in the city. And we had to figure out how to make sure milk didn't sour, how to make sure meat didn't grow old or bread didn't mold quickly. And so we changed the packaging. We added packages. We added additives to the food to prevent them from molding, getting bacteria lasting longer. And so the intent was not, the intent was there. They weren't, you know, these preservatives aren't, you know, where you have a, oh, ha, 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 I'm going to mess with the public. That's not the original desire. Now, loading things up with sugar and fat and salt to make it tasty, yeah, that's a little more insidious. But the original plan was we have to make sure somebody can open up a box of crackers and not see mold. How do we do that? Well, it took packaging and preservatives. So now we have a huge fast food industry, processed food, ultra-processed food, fake food industry, and people like it because they don't feel like they're going to get sick. Minimally processed foods are your whole foods, your vegetables, fruits, grains, meat, dairy. Processed ingredients like olive oil, butter, sugar, salt are called processed culinary ingredients. Processed foods, right, are known as cheese, canned fish, canned beans, according to New York University. And ultra-processed foods would be your frozen pizza, your soda pop, your fast food, your sweets, your salty snacks, your canned soup, and your breakfast cereals. Well, a study out of New York University looked at 41,000 adults from the years 2001 to 2018, and even though sugary drink consumption dropped, ultra-processed food consumption, including frozen dinners, increased to 57% of one's nutritional calories. Only 27.4% of the average person's diet was attributed to whole foods. And I think that's even less. So it's fake food. It's not real food. How much nutrition is in it? When something gets processed, you lose a lot of your nutrition. So, you know, we are a very busy society. We don't have time to cook. What I do is I grab a bag or a box of spinach. Do I get the raw spinach? I don't, because I don't have time to wash it off. But I do get the packaged spinach. And then, fine, I'll eat handfuls of that. I'll try to get some cooked chicken or make some cooked chicken, maybe some tuna, although tuna still has preservatives. But I try to do as little, as few frozen foods and box cereals as possible, because I don't want that stuff floating around. Remember, your body was never designed to digest it. Your body was designed to digest zebra, bison, fish, and whatever we hunted and gathered. And I don't want to depress everybody. Mind you, I love Fritos. If there's a bag of Fritos, hell yeah, I'm going to steal one. If there's a piece of chocolate cake, absolutely. It's just you can't have that stuff every day. The burger, fries, and Coke, that was only supposed to be a once-in-a-blue-moon thing, and people are having that for their daily lunch. No wonder we have dementia. No wonder we have diabetes. No wonder we have obesity. Go to Fresh. You know, maybe a slice of cheese and an egg and an orange for breakfast, something like that. Handful of spinach, handful of lettuce, handful of vegetables, some nuts, and maybe a, chicken breast for lunch. Dinner, I like meatloaf, but careful what you're adding into the meatloaf. I do like meatloaf. Something about a brick of meat. Just, gosh, I'm hungry. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The White House says Democrats and President Biden are standing firm that a debt ceiling hike should not be tied to spending cuts, as Republicans want. The president and the four top congressional leaders are set to meet this afternoon. Oakland, California public school teachers are on the picket line for a fourth day. The teachers are asking a state mediator to include new items in negotiations. The district says it will only talk about pay and working conditions. A new spinoff of HBO's mega hit Game of Thrones and Hulu's The Handmaid's Tale are among the latest TV and movie productions to stop work as the writers' strike continues. A new poll shows former President Trump is still dominating the Republican presidential field. The Morning Consult survey says 60% of Republican voters support Trump, compared to 19% for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and 5% for former Vice President Mike Pence. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So we've spoken about this before, and I don't blame you. I get very, very frustrated when I'm at a checkout counter, and then all of a sudden they say, oh, I want to hand them my credit card. They say, no, just put it in the machine. So you put it in the machine, and you go to pay, and then it says tip. Tip 15, 20, or 30%. And I like tipping 20%, just because I weigh the tables. But I don't really like to tip 20% when all I'm doing is going up and asking for them to reach for a bottle of water behind the counter. I mean, if you put the water in front of the counter, I would have grabbed it. But because I asked you to turn around and grab the bottle of water, I have to now pay you 20%. I don't like that. Fast food. Fast food is going up, getting pretty expensive. People are saying they go up to the counter, they order the food, and now they have to, on top of that, pay them 20%. Now, tips used to be implied for if you were at a sit-down restaurant and somebody came and served you food, and I never wanted that. I'm like, look, I can serve myself. I don't need somebody to do that. But I get it. That's how they're making money, so I want a tip. But fast food, going up to a counter, buying balloons at a party place. I went up to a party place to get some balloons, and I had to tip. And the person didn't blow up the balloons. I was buying a package of the balloons, and it's asked to tip. So this is frustrating, people, and I get it. I'm not, and you know, you're not being cheap. I get it. We're already asked to spend a lot, and now we have to tip on top of that. The Wall Street Journal reported the rise of digital self-checkout kiosks and how customers have responded to tip prompts. These prompts frustrated customers who were asked to tip workers with whom they had no interaction. Self-checkout machines at cafes, sports stadiums, airports are all asking for tips. People don't want to be giving extra money for no reason. And, I'm frustrated because I think a lot of individuals are trying to live on wages that they can't live on, but that's the employer's fault. It shouldn't be the customer's. So now you're hearing things like tipping fatigue or tipping blackmail. One customer took a beer from a self-service beer fridge at San Diego's Petco Park, was asked to include a tip on his order. He said, I was confused because it wasn't entirely clear who I was tipping. He still tipped 20%. Yeah, I get it. Somebody pours the beer, makes sure there's not a head on it, and serves it to you in a nice cold glass that was pre-refrigerated. You know, that's kind of nice. Gave you a friendly smile, gave you some directions on, you know, told you where the potty is, because I'm always like, where's the potty? Yeah, I think that's worth a tip. So I don't have to, you know, wander around the place and practically pee on myself. I think it's worth a tip, somebody telling you where the potty is. But honestly, we are being asked a tip for a whole bunch of things that I shouldn't be asked. A traveler was prompted to include a 10%, 20% tip on a $6 bottle of water at a gift shop at Newark Liberty International Airport. And he felt it was a bit of emotional blackmail. The customer didn't tip. One thing that also is, so one of my family members had went to get some food at a fast food, put in the order, and then it's front desk or the cashier had said, oh, no, just tip. And they looked down, and it gave 15%, 20%, or 30% options. And when they gave the 15%, when they gave the lowest option, they saw that person turn around and go to the cook and whisper something. Well, you know, I don't know if you guys ever watched Below Deck. Below Deck is this show where it's not the best show, but it's intriguing, where people will rent a mega yacht. I don't know how set up it is. It's reality TV. You know how set up reality TV is. But people rent a mega yacht, and then at the end, they're supposed to tip the stewards and the deckhands and the stewardesses. And they badmouth them. They get a $15,000 tip, and they call them cheap. They call them names. They also, you know, trash talk them while they're there on the yacht. I'm never renting a yacht. At first, I don't have the money, and why would I do that if I thought that the crew trash talks you? But a $15,000 tip is not considered good. Once, there was a $20,000 tip for, I think, a two-and-a-half-day two-and-a-half-day trip, and They were complaining about that too. So where do we go? In fact, landlords have been trying to add gratuity onto rent. The first unionized Apple store in Maryland is fighting for the introduction of a tipping system. Now, customers aren't not tipping. They're still tipping. You know how it used to be 10%, 12%, 15%? I tip 20. I think the average post-COVID should at least be 20 to 25. But still, that adds up a lot, especially since the cost of the food is going up. And the reason why the cost of the food is going up is because they're paying the employees more. They have to keep them. So it's a vicious cycle. Fast food restaurants, tips are to 16.5% and 15.8%. Oh, no. Full service restaurants, tips up 16.5%. Quick service restaurants like fast food, 15.86%. So my recommendation is there's the problem we're going to have is I don't want a recession or a worsening of our current recession. How that happens is people say, hell no, I'm not going to spend the money. If getting a pizza and you see a deal for a pizza is still, you need to consider all the extras and the tips and, you know, and mind you, I like to tip the delivery drivers. There's a delivery fee plus the tip. You know, who gets the delivery fee? Does the driver? No. The company gets the delivery fee. So you're being charged for the delivery fee, even though you just paid for the pizza, and then on top of that, you got to tip the driver. I want to tip the driver, but come on. So after a while, I've noticed I don't order pizza out. Why should I pay almost double? Let's say you get a $10 pizza deal, yet it ends up being $25 after all the tax, tip, and delivery fees. Well, then I might as well just go and get the $10 pizza myself. So, or skip it and eat something healthy because we're eating already too much processed foods. And I listen to my show. You guys might not listen to the show, but I listen to my show. So, yeah, I listen to myself. So, you know, there's the only way to do this is to say hell no. The problem is it's going to hurt the workers. These minimum wage workers are the one it's going to hurt. But I also question if they're actually getting the tip. See, I'll tip in cash, so hopefully they get it. And I understand, I've worked in places where you pull the tips. You pull the tips, and then you will, which is fine. But when you're paying your tip to a company, how do we know that company is going to turn around and give that tip back? Now, when you pay by credit card, at the end of the night, all the credit card payments get looked at by the manager, and then they pay you from that. But some of these companies are like, where's the money going? How do we know they're going to get the tip anyway? You're just paying the company. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in my neck of the woods, many of you had heard and reached out about that. There was a middle school yesterday that had to go on lockdown, as well as surrounding schools, when we were told that there was a possible active shooter or shooting scene. And it was, thank God it's over. Just to give you guys an update, and a teen has been arrested, but from what we understand, it was a stray bullet that struck an adult who was working at the school at the time, and it wasn't necessarily an active shooting scene on the school campus. Thank God, but again, it's one of those things that makes all of us just hold our breath and just, you know, realize that we are all vulnerable for this type of violence.
So an 18-year-old has been arrested in connection with the shooting. His name is Jesse Rios. And the shooting happened around 12:30 Monday, where a security monitor had gotten shot at Ed Von Tobel Middle School, which is, I believe, on the east side of town. I have to double check that. And the security monitor, or the security officer, was shot, from what we understand, accidentally, was taken to UMC Hospital, which is our main county hospital and level one trauma center. From what we understand, he's going to survive, thank God. And those students were injured, but the middle school and nearby elementary schools had to be locked down for about an hour. Police had searched. Apparently, I think the search went on for about an hour or two, and then they found Jesse Rios. So we are being told by the Las Vegas Review-Journal that Metropolitan Police Department said during the investigation, detectives were able to determine that the shooting took place a few blocks away from the school, and a stray bullet struck the victim, who was on school property. And it's frightening that these schools are in areas where there's stray bullets. Now, I've gone to school in Las Vegas, Nevada, and as a kid, public school, yeah, some of the schools were not in the, shall we say, safest area. Very easy to cross the street where there's lots of traffic or individuals who could decide to get into a fight. And here you are playing on the field tetherball. Remember, that was the first time I played tetherball, was when I went to a Nevada school, because we had tetherball courts, which were really, really cool, except you got a lot of rope burn on your hands. And here you are just outside, and unfortunately, kids could technically be shot from stray bullets in these areas. And I love living in Vegas. I've lived in multiple parts of the city and have, even though at times not felt safe, overall, I was very, very blessed to have a roof over my head, and I, wouldn't have changed anything. Everywhere I lived, I ended up still, being happy, glad the apartment was where it was. It was convenient to my work, convenient to, I didn't have a car, so I had to live close by to wherever I needed to be. And so I was grateful, but yeah, there's a lot of areas where if somebody decides to get into a fight, or I'm not sure what happened in this particular case, there are schools that aren't necessarily buried and nestled away. So, back east, when I'm back east, it's interesting. The schools seem to, you almost know a school's coming up because there's a field or there's a lot of distance. And then you see the school building. In Nevada, you're driving and all of a sudden you go from houses to, now there's a school and then there's houses again, or there's buildings, or there's commercial centers. And it seems like you have less of that boundary. Now, I'm not saying schools have to be built like a college campus. Sadly, things happen on college campuses. But, some kids are just separated by a main street, by a chain-linked fence. And a lot of the schools in Vegas, somebody asked, why aren't there any windows? Well, I remember the schools I went to, and they do seem to have fewer windows. They do. And part of the reason is I think it's so hot that the windows, unfortunately, will allow the heat to come in. But the doors have windows. So even though it looks like it's all concrete, each door you're able to see, not all the schools, but you're able to see out that window. So if you have to, make sure you don't hit somebody when you open the door. So there is a way to look out. But a lot of the schools are insulated with those extra concrete walls. The schools, when they are on lockdown, the door is locked. The kids are drilled on where to hide. And so our Clark County School District does handle lockdowns very well. They have been doing training. They have been doing drills. And our teachers and our workers are phenomenal. God bless them for being there and preparing to put their lives on the line for these kids to save their lives. It is, they're heroes. The educators are our heroes, and those who are working at these schools, I'm very grateful for. But we're very vulnerable. And I think we need more guards. I think all schools should have multiple guards. I think there should also be distances and protections from these stray bullets. I understand it's a stray bullet, but I remember living in Phoenix, and there was somebody who was at one of these motels laying out by the pool, and across the street was a bar. Some fight happened, and a stray bullet from that fight hit the woman who was sunbathing and just lying there next to the pool. You know, we're on top of each other, and I don't like how schools are right there. In fact, I don't know if they moved it, but there was a preschool near my campus that was right on a main artery. We have the Tropicana. A lot of our streets were named after the hotels, and their main arteries that'll transverse the whole city. And there was a preschool that was right there on a main street. And I remember the 90s going, what the hell? What's going on? And somebody told me, you don't understand. The school was there before the, you know, all the building. I don't know. Our university's been around since the 50s, so I don't see how that preschool could have been around since then. But oftentimes we just find ourselves in these buildings or having schools near very busy arteries or busy traffic centers or just busy parts of town. And there might have to be areas where the kids don't play outside or more protected areas, or I'm not sure what the answer is. And I get this was a stray bullet. This was a fluke of an accident, but somebody could have been killed. You know, thank God the adult security guard is going to survive. But if kids were playing and there was somebody getting into a fight or some war breaking out across the street, our kids are vulnerable. We have to figure out how to protect. If somebody's going to go to school, they need to know that they could play outside. They could go from class to class without having to worry about being shot by somebody coming on campus or somebody off campus. And that should be a constitutional right. And what I'm hearing from parents is they're saying we're done with school. We're done with taking our kids to school. We're done with the lockdowns. We're done with the fear. It's not worth it. Our kids can play with kids, other kids in the neighborhood. We'll get our kids to, you know, join clubs. But as far as school's concerned, if they don't feel the schools could keep their kids safe, they're not going to enroll their kids in school. And we already see what's happened in terms of education. We've already seen kids fail. We've seen kids become depressed, become anxious. They don't want to be home. They don't want to be around mom and dad all the time. They don't want to be staring at a screen. So we have a lot of work to do trying to get our school safer. But that was just an update on what happened at Von Tobel yesterday. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.